You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Choosing the right property management system is a big deal. And we did our research, tried different platforms, and for years, Hostly has been the best fit for our business.
It's not just a PMS. It's how we run everything. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com, easy. No double bookings, no stress.
And let's talk about guest experience. The custom guidebooks, they are game changer. Guests get check-in details, your house rules, and even favorite restaurants before they have to ask.
Plus, it integrates with everything. Guest screening, direct booking payments, and even in-house damage waivers, which you know we love. And their new Inbox AI, it pulls from your guidebooks and property details to help you answer guest questions faster.
And right now, TFE listeners get an even bigger discount. Hostly just upgraded your deal to $500 off onboarding.
Yep, that means if you sign up for an annual plan, your onboarding is completely free. If you go monthly, you get 50% off your onboarding fee.
So go to hostly.com/TFE and book your demo and grab the discount using code TFE500. The link will also be in the show notes.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you, our incredible listeners, who's heading on over to strshare.com, sharing everything you can about your property so that we can celebrate you here on the podcast and on our Instagram account every Sunday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing at Sugar Pine Cabin Dahlonega. I can never say that right. Sugar Pine Cabin Dahlonega.
Yeah.
Nailed it. I got it. And I think this is very fitting for today's episode because... this cabin stands out in the crowd, all right? It has got some wow factor. The use of color is bold. Catherine is the host. I give it to her because she is bold. The colors are bold. But the reason I love all these colors is they're showstoppers.
Yeah.
People
she
are
stands out online.
She stands out in the crowd. And from the artwork to the paint colors, to every detail, she's infused color. And the reason we wanted to highlight her today is that we're going to talk about standing out online and having people reach out to you wanting to create content in your space. And I'm sure she's had a few people reach out to her. But I want you to check out her handle, check out her house, because I feel like all of us could use a little more pops of color to stop the scroll on the OTAs.
All right. We've all received that message. I'm a local photographer. Can I use your space for a shoot?
The place is beautiful.
It's so beautiful. And I just need it for a couple hours. And if you haven't received this message, hang tight because you probably will. And today we want to break down how we respond to these requests, what we ask, and why it is so important to set clear boundaries. Oh. Ask us because we know.
Yeah, we go through a lot of hard lessons learned here, and we left a lot of money on the table also.
And it doesn't matter if it's an influencer swap, a full production, or a quick brand shoot. You want to make sure that you're going through your checklist of what to ask this person who's inquiring, because they may not offer up all the information unless you do so. And here's the thing, if they are a professional content creation company, if they're a professional production company, the things that we're going to go through today
are not going to be a shock to them.
They're standard operating procedures for them.
Yeah. So if you do ask for, after this episode today, you write these things down, and the next time someone reaches out to you, start asking these questions, and they're like, I don't really have it. This is going to be really easy, really simple, really, really quick. That to us is a red flag, and we'll go over some reasons why. But also, if they are an actual production company and you're not asking smart questions, they may not offer it because you're going to simplify their process, and we don't want you to lose out on protection or money or making your life a little bit more upside down because they didn't offer up all the things that you needed to know to get your property back to square one, back to welcoming overnight guests.
So step one, when you get this photography content shoot request, is understanding the type of content that is going to be filmed.
Yeah, so, and ask that, and have them be very specific. So things that could happen are influencer swaps, but who the influencer is, what kind of content do they create? What is this content specifically about? Brand photography, well, what is the brand? Where are they located? Commercials, what is the commercial? Movies and documentaries, but like what kind of movie is it? Is it a high production, low production? What is the documentary on? A boudoir shoot. And if you don't know what that is, Google it. Are you okay with that? And then adult content. You don't want to find out after the fact that what was shot in your space is something that you don't align with or that your brand doesn't align with, because content is created and then it's shared. They want people to watch it. And if your property is recognizable, if there's something inside of the property that ties the content to you, are you proud of that? Are you okay with that? Do you want your property to be tagged? Maybe you want it to be tagged. Maybe you love what's being filmed there and you are so proud, and ask them, can my, I don't know if you ever watch a movie and the credits go and they tell you where it was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
You could be given credit for that. Maybe you're like, okay with the content, but you're like, as much as possible, I don't want people to be able to understand where this is being filmed. So please don't include us. Like, just know that we've got some stories for you.
Yeah. And we have stories on both positive experience, negative experience. So I want to talk about, I don't want to say even a negative experience, but just not knowing. For instance, I did not know, but my professional photographer was doing a lot of boudoir photography with many different models, if you will. And like my neighbors saw it, and they saw a gentleman shooting pictures, lots of women with not very many clothes on inside and outside the house. So for me, it was more of what my neighbors were reaching out to me about. And so I didn't understand that was the type of photography that was going to be going on. And unfortunately, I was excited because him and I were going to work, hopefully have a long relationship together, but that didn't work for my neighborhood and I couldn't continue on with that relationship. But on the flip side, I also had some commercial shoots take place with some really big brands here in Columbus, and those relationships continued on. They love the space. I had multiple spaces. And so it can be the start of a really fruitful relationship where you are their go-to person for any sort of commercial shoot and making that higher dollar because it is for commercial use. Or, you know, I've had the flip side of not going so well. Again, they were great guests, if you will, but it was just for my neighborhood wasn't the vibe.
I said at the beginning of this tip to get specifics from the creator, because we had a property and I actually was co-hosting it, and they asked if they could do a maternity shoot. And I talked to the owner about it. I'm like, you know, we haven't addressed this. Are you okay with, and we'll get into all the other things that I already knew that I wanted to ask from this creator, but I wanted to make sure the owner of the property was on board. And she was, maternity shoot? Absolutely. Like, that is so fun. That's amazing. Like, let's do it. Great. Well, little did we find out that this maternity shoot was full nudity. And it's a little bit more aggressive, maybe, of a shoot. I'm talking like the mom sitting on a chair of ours, very clear where they're at. And you could see everything, you know? And listen, the body is a beautiful thing. But the owner of the property, she was able to laugh it off. But she was like, wow, like next time I know to ask more specifics, like, is there nudity involved? You know, what what level of, give me some examples of right. the content that you shoot for, you know, so just understand if the more specific, it's okay to dig in mm-hmm. because if you are not comfortable with what's being shot there, once it's shot and once it's out there, there's really not a ton you can do. Number two, a certificate of insurance, or a lot of people call it a COI, is non-negotiable. This is where I'm telling you, if they are an actual professional and they're carrying professional insurance coverage for what they do, then when you ask for this, it's not going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, and they can get it same day. They might even already have it. But this protects you and your and the property with this activity that's going on at the place. And so this might be a question you want to ask your insurance company.
Absolutely.
Not maybe you do. Mm-hmm. First of all, if there is someone who wants to shoot a commercial for, you know, photography session, videographer session, what needs to be done? And when I request the COI, when I request the certificate of insurance, how should we be added as additional insured? What information do you want on this certificate of insurance so that your insurer feels comfortable? How much coverage do you want them to have? 1 million? 2 million? Like, ask these specific questions so that you are armed with your checklist of what to do when someone does reach out to you.
Number three, you really want to ask specifically how many people are going to be on the property. Normally when it comes to a commercial shoot, the numbers grow very quickly because it's not just the photographer. Is there hair? Is there makeup? Is there lighting? Is there a second shooter? For example, I got really excited one time about a large business wanting to shoot a commercial at one of our homes for several days. I mean, it was going to be a big, big payday for us. But the more I started to talk to them, there was going to be about 30 people in the home every day. They were lit. We had 4 parking spots and they were like, oh, no worry. We normally like shuttle bus people in. And I was like, OK, wait, I need to stop right now, because they were going to bring actors in. They were going to, again, all the hair, all the makeup, all the filming. And I was like, 30 people for 5 days, like my neighbors, that was not going to work. And like bussing them in, I was just like, that, I know I could have gotten a really large payday, but in the end, the disruption to the neighborhood was not going to be worth it. So you want to know what, you know, exactly how many people are going to be there. And I'm just going to say this, they're probably underestimating when they do give you that total, because I'm sure someone's going to be delivering food. There's going to be some additional things happening. So just be really prepared with how many people are going to be there. And then that vehicle count too.
Right.
They might have larger vehicles if they are bringing lighting, et cetera.
Yeah. And that might bear the question too of asking them when they reach out to you and they're telling you, oh, it's going to be this full production of 20, 30, 40 or more people. Great. Do you know if the city is going to require a permit for this mm-hmm. activity with all the cars there? Like, asking these kinds of questions will alert them to like, oh, this host knows what's up and mm-hmm. they take their property and they're hosting very seriously. Let's get down to brass tacks and talk business. And you'll get to it faster and you'll get a clearer picture much sooner.
Yeah. And even if they say local photographers, they could still be doing a very big shoot.
Yeah. Huge. Number four is furniture, artwork, and cleaning expectations. So you might have in your house rules now that you don't want your guests moving furniture. You never probably even thought about don't move artwork, but maybe you should add that in there too, because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when production comes in there, they might want to make the space. They love the way it looks in general, but they might want to tweak it for certain shots. And so ask them, do you anticipate on moving furniture around? Do you need to move artwork around? And then I got very smart about this eventually. Are you putting down any sort of protective mm-hmm. Floor covering? A popular brand is Ram Board, so that they can move the furniture around the property. Ask them what they anticipate on moving. And how they know without walking the property yet is by the photos on your listing, and have them give you a general idea. A lot of smaller content creators, i.e. they're not big production, they don't have a lot of team members, they might say things, oh, we're just going to shoot in the kitchen. We're just going to shoot in the living room. We're not going to be in the beds.
Use the whole house because they'll want to start negotiating on
yeah.
price.
Can we not pay the cleaning fee, or we'll clean up before we leave? And remain having all the control of ensuring that space is back to square one. So not only is the cleaning fee going to remain in effect and whole, it might even need
increase.
To be more.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because they're using the space very differently than how your normal guests use your space. And so whatever your deep clean is, I would just offer that up front, depending on how big this production is, but just don't let them talk you out of cleaning the space and using your cleaners and your cleaning systems to get it back to square one.
And they're most always going to, even like smaller creators are going to change the furniture up. And I know I had some of my biggest damage ever was from a commercial shoot because unbeknownst to me, they brought a drone inside and the drone slammed into the wall and I had to have drywall repair done and it slammed into where there was some artwork. And so, right, it was like, and they were lovely. They ended up fixing, but I had to put a lot of time and energy and there were damages after they left. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be an awesome shoot. And I'm like, oh, the drone had a accident in the home.
Drone inside. Okay, cool. Well, there you go.
Want to stop giving away money in Airbnb and Vrbo fees and actually own your guest relationships?
You don't need to be a tech wizard to make it happen. We use StayFi, and it's been a total game changer for our direct booking strategy.
Every time a guest connects to the Wi-Fi, StayFi captures their name, email, and phone number automatically. No awkward asks, no spreadsheets, just verified data you can actually use.
And here's what's wild. We send just one email a month to our email list, and we always get 2 to 3 direct bookings from it. And that's barely scratching the surface. Imagine what a weekly newsletter could do.
Some StayFi users have boosted their direct bookings by over 35% and increased their occupancy by up to 20% just by using the tools inside of StayFi.
StayFi's new plug-and-play hardware makes setup ridiculously easy, and the branded splash page gives your guests a hotel-level experience.
So, if you want to start marketing like a pro and build a real guest list, not Airbnbs, this is how you do it.
Head to stayfi.com/TFV to get 50% off your first 3 months. That's stayfi.com/TFV.
Number 5, timing and calendar blocking. I'm just airing all of my bad choices here.
Yeah, because everyone can learn from them.
This is one of my, like, I was so excited of like, oh, they only want to do a 2-hour shoot. That could be perfect. They could like, I could make a couple $100 in between guest checking in. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay, because most of the time the photo shoot needs to start earlier in the morning. So you have to block the evening before. Like Sarah said, I trusted in the beginning that they wouldn't use the beds or the bathrooms or the kitchen. It all needs to be completely cleaned and set back up. So really, that 2 hours is most likely a 2-day shoot because they need it the day before and the day of, and then you need the time to clean. So just really understand what their time is and hold steady on this. I know it, like, because I'm speaking from experience, I got so excited about that hourly rate and trying to, like, you know, fill some of those slower times, but it wasn't worth it in the end because I ended up either having to rush and get things taken care of or really being underpaid for those times. So really understand the timing. And this is the other thing, even when you have that timing down, a lot of times it will still show up early. That's what was happening. It's like, hey, you can't check in till X time. They would get there early, want to get in. So you want to be careful with that.
Number 6, pricing for a shoot. What should you charge? And here's what I can tell you. I don't know exactly how much you specifically should charge for your specific space, but what I can tell you is it's very different from your nightly rate. Okay, it is just different ball of wax. When a guest comes for a nightly stay, that value is very, 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 very different than when they're coming to use your space for a content shoot. And I think actually this information coming from Annette and me, obviously we host and we own property, but we also create content. And so we actually have rented a host's home for a content shoot for Thanks for Visiting. Actually, a lot of our website right now is from this gorgeous home in the Portland area of Oregon. And we found it on PeerSpace and we chose it specifically because the colors, the design of it, like, just match what our vision was. We didn't have to go out and get the artwork, get the furniture, put it all. It's already done. That value is huge.
Again, that's PeerSpace, PeerSpace. And if you are interested in, like, getting these type of, like, content shoots, this is another great place for you to list. So we encourage you right now, go to PeerSpace, check out in your area what the hourly, because on PeerSpace, it is by hour. And you'll see there, it'll say by the hour. It'll also say the amount of people that you can have, which is obviously very different than Airbnb.
Right.
And the pricing, we can share. I mean, we were paying, I think it was almost $250, $350 an hour.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
And we gladly paid that because we knew we were using her space for commercial use. So our photographer that we were working with there, they flushed all of that out with like their COI and exactly how we were using the space, because we did also, reminder here, we were using the interior and exterior space. So that's another question you want to see is like, are they going to be outside too? Because you need to be aware of your neighbors and just the outdoor space. But PeerSpace is a great place to look at this and do like price comparisons.
And look at comparisons, yes, of like size and how many people. But you also, when someone reaches out to you and they tell you that they are with a national brand versus a local business.
A different budget. You know what
they've
I'm saying?
They've got a different budget. Now, I'm not saying a local business doesn't have a budget. They do, but it's very different than a large brand. Also, is there something unique about your mm-hmm. property that yeah. they can't find somewhere else? There is value in that.
Absolutely. And that's where like the particular home we found on PeerSpace, I feel we were paying a premium, but it was a premium space. We could have gotten a lot of different homes at a much less price, but we wanted the look, the feel, and actually all of the different rooms yeah. that we could use in that home. So price your space accordingly. And for all of you hosts out there that might be thinking about how can you use maybe your personal home, this might be something like maybe you're not down for overnight guests, because our host on PeerSpace, she doesn't host overnight guests. She just hosts content shoots. So it's a way for her to make her her primary residence an income producing property.
Yeah, she was like, I spent so much money on this renovation. And I mean, you can tell the detail was there. This helped her offset those costs. It was really lovely connecting with her. But we just want to let you know, because so many, we hear hosts all the time, well, if I'm booking the night before, like you suggested, so they can shoot all day the day of, and then they get done at 5, so I can't book it that night. So I'll just charge them a 2-night stay.
No, it needs to be alert. Like, seriously, go to PeerSpace and see what competition in your area. And also, like, again, if your home is special, look outside of your area, like where you can find a comp set for yourself.
Yes. All right. And so, like, our last tip, number 7, is red flags. What to look out for. Now that you've listened to us here, you can make your own checklist of what you want to prepare yourself for when you get an inquiry, because we don't want you relying on the production team or the production booker to give you all the information. You really got to get all of it out of them mm-hmm. to truly understand how the interior of your space is going to be used, how the exterior of your space is going to be used. Where's the content going to be posted? Are you going to be tagged? Is the address in the production? I mean, I can go on and on. So you really can't ask too many questions. And I think, yes, if they find you on the OTA, like Airbnb, have a little bit of a chat conversation. But if there's any way they can tell you the name of the production company mm-hmm. so you can have a phone call with them
yeah.
or be able to, maybe they book it and then you tell them, why don't you book it? I think this all sounds great, but I do want to get a phone call with you after you book so we can discuss it further. I think getting on a phone call is also wise. For large production, we have had production companies pay or at least put some sort of deposit down so they could do a walkthrough with us. Mm-hmm. They want to see the property and they want to see if it fits their production. They're spending a lot of money.
That is common, too. If it is a big production, they do want to come and scope it, like see that.
And then I'm going to take my time mm-hmm. and meet them there or send someone there for me. There needs to be some sort of compensation built into the price of that production because, again, you're not a studio, you know, and if you were, you would have these things built in, like the walkthrough times and things of that nature. So I just want you to think like holistically about this and the different questions that could be asked of you.
Yeah, because it's exciting. It's exciting to get the inquiry. It's an exciting.
You can make a lot of money.
If you start thinking about the money that you can make, but you just want like you need to be clear on it because even things happen day of during a content shoot. So the more you can discuss it. And again, we've went through all of the things, like the real life, from the movie shoots to the boudoir photos to the commercials, all of it. And there's always there was always kind of a surprise with each endeavor. But again,
sure
they can
we'll
be
continue
super,
to be surprised.
Yeah, they can be super profitable. You could create great long-lasting relationships. So we definitely want you to dig in. And if you can, if there's another way for you to diversify your property, absolutely.
Now, we want you to brag about yourself a little. Like, email us, hi@thanksforvisiting.com. If you have, like, had a content shoot that was for a national brand or on a commercial or a movie or a big-time influencer, we want to hear about your experience. We'd love for you to share that with us. So email us at hi@thanksforvisiting.com and brag about yourself a little bit.
And with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.